5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is... they're making a habit of this now. I'm actually recording on Monday the 5th to be released on the 6th of December. Yeah! Weird times. I'm actually recording this through the audio of a camera, which could go one of two ways. Either it's the same as it normally is, or we play it back and everyone's like, oh my god, that sounds like shit. Or people listen to it and they go, why haven't you recorded through the camera audio the whole time? Because it sounds fucking brilliant, mate. The reason I have no sound recorder is because Mickey Bartlett was down last week. You may have heard the bonus podcast I did, and he was like, here, I want to start a podcast. And I was like, well, here, I'm going to buy a new piece of sound equipment, so why don't you go ahead and take mine off my hands? And sure enough, he did. Took it away. And then I just kind of let time run away with me and was like, okay, my podcast is tomorrow, and I still haven't ordered a new piece of equipment. I mean, the reason I haven't is because I need to order one piece of equipment. Well, that's a lie. I need to order about fucking 6 bits of equipment, is the truth. I gave him one bit of equipment that made my life very easy, and I need to basically get a different thing. Get a whole different pile of shit, extra mics and whatever. But we're stepping the game up, you know, it'll be better quality, all that shit. And I'll hear, Colin, that's interesting. Tell us more about your sponsor. I will. Beer52.com is the sponsor of today's podcast. It always has been. It always will be. You know, if they play their cards right. I've mentioned it every week forever. Well, since they stepped in as a sponsor. But beer52.com, I describe it as the Netflix of beer. You subscribe, you pay a certain amount every month, and they just send beer to your house, you know what I'm saying? Boxes of beer with free magazines, free fucking brochures, snacks in there. You get a bottle opener if you play your cards right. And the beers are all themed. They're like, where's this one from? England. Where's this one from? Fucking America, you know what I'm saying? They send you all these beers, I've drank them, they're all very tasty, and at worst, very interesting. You know, the worst thing you're going to do if you're a beer fan is go, that's a fruity little number. You know, oatmeal stout, I had one of those. Try pouring that, you pour one drop into a glass and just, you know, like one of those science experiments. You're like, where is the foam coming from on this bad boy? Unbelievable. All sorts of fun stuff. They're super reassuringly strong and expensive. The reason I'm telling you about it, of course, is because if you listen to this podcast, you can use the code BANTER10. Banter as in general banter, and 10 as in 10 quid, which is what you'll get off your first box. Beer 52, guys. Check it out. You know, as the Beastie Boys would say. Beer 52, check it out. But here, speaking of Beastie Boys, I watched this thing. It was on Rolling Stone, and it was like the history of Def Jam Records. The history of Def Jam Records. Hold on, I put this seat down. Hold on. Wait, oh my god, I'm so fat. Maybe, does this only work when you're not on it? Hold on. Oh shit. That is a swift drop. think I just smashed a fucking disc in my asshole. So it was put out by Rolling Stone, and it was the history of Def Jam Records. It was actually sort of invented by Rick Rubin. Oh, fuck you up. Rick Rubin, who is a big, bearded, fat, white dude. He's not even fat, he's just tall. And he's sort of ageless because he has a giant beard. What is this? Huh? Someone sending me a goddamn picture of a fucking spoon. Let me open that, because that might be some sort of contentious tweet there. It seems that anytime I'm tagged in something with Mickey Bartlett and Shane Todd, it's usually someone having a slobbering match. Here we go. Open up, if this internet wasn't so bullshit. Alright, okay. We'll get to that later in the questions. Alright. So check this documentary out. The fascinating thing was they started Def Jam Records, which in turn just basically owns every fucker you've ever heard of now. I'm pretty sure it was, you know, bought into by Jay-Z, and Jay-Z's like, I already own everybody, and now they're under the Def Jam ceiling. Umbrella, you might say, and I just own all them motherfuckers. But this cunt was running a fucking legit record label out of his goddamn halls, essentially. You know, you would look at the corner of the fucking records and it would be like 12 University Place, blah de blah, New York. Like, he was running a fucking legit operation out of this thing. Unbelievable. You know, Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, fucking, who else was there that was really cool that I forget? Run DMC, that was it. All fucking just produced by this big, weird white dude. Unbelievable. Check it out, it's on Rolling Stone, it's only about 9 minutes long if you're into some hip-hop. Some hip-hoppity hip-hop. So yeah, check that out. What have I been up to this week? Let's delve right into the general banter, shall we? The reason we're all here. If you want some fucking videos, go on to the Barry the Blender Henderson official Facebook, okay? I've started doing these things called the Daily Blend. The intention is to put one out every single day. Obviously, it's still in its teething process, as in, you know, you gotta learn how to figure out how to put one out every day. And I know you're about to say, well, just do one every day, you fucking useless prick. However, like we all know, some days you're just not available for it. Do you know what I'm saying? So at the closest opportunity, there will be a selection of ones pre-recorded, and there should be like a 60-second Barry the Blender video out every day. I don't know why I thought I wanted to do that. It's just, it's an easy way to say things about something on a daily basis, which I think would actually suit a Bestie McDee character better, historically, but with the editing and stuff like that, I just don't really think I could be fucked. So, there you have it. The Daily Blend. They should be out every day. If they're not, it's maybe because I just took the weekend off. You know what I'm saying? So if you want some content, enjoy that. I may bundle them all together at the end of the week and stick them on YouTube so you can enjoy them, you know, cock in hand. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I think about that. Like, imagine there was a dude that super fancied me. I know it's highly unlikely. No one's like, oh, my God, look how attractive Colin is. But just, you know, do I fall into that bear thing? You know, like, you know, the fucking, is there any big hairy gays out there? They're like, Geddes would get his fucking soda hole buttered, let me tell you. You might have heard a click though. It was my neck, guys. You're welcome. Don't know. It's weird. It's weird to think about. I doubt it. I really doubt it. I super doubt it. I always wondered, like, if you look like me, you know, like someone who's like, even though he's about 23, they're like, well, he looks like he's 40, you know? But I really don't think I've physically changed that much since I was like 20, you know? Maybe just a bit older looking around the eyes, you know, which is to be expected. But realistically, not that different. Maybe when I'm 40, if I'm not fucking dead, will I look similar? You know, is that when it kicks in and people are like, oh yeah, he looks really good for his age because he looked like he did when he was 23? Huh? You know? please some get big hairy gay just be like, Colin, you would get fucking bear rape, like the Revenant. That's what I'd be like on your ass, and you'd be Leo. Just that's all I want to hear, guys. Am I accepted by the gays yet? I mean, I've been in my fair share of gay clubs in my time. Not a glance. They must just smell the straight off you. Is that what happens? It's no point even going near him. Sure, he loves fucking big fat arses, doesn't he? On girls. Fucking gay lord. I swear to God. There's a guy I knew in uni, and he's gay, and he called more people a faggot than I could even muster up in a day. I swear to God. He's a fucking faggot. You coming out tonight? Fucking faggot. You're like, Jesus. Which is brilliant, because you're like, that's the way it should be used. You know? You don't be like, here, are you having sex with dudes? Faggot. You'd be like, are you going out tonight? No. Pff, faggot. That's how it should be used. You know? What are you doing? Oh, I'm using a low-fat spread. Faggot. I mean, it's one of those things, it's like, maybe if we don't say it for a while, and the people who are really terribly affected by such horrendous words, you know, have time to really get over it, and then all of a sudden no one uses it in the same context as they used to hear it. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, what the faggot is that? It's just like another word. You know? I mean, there are legit boxes of food in places that say, here's a box of faggots on them. You know? Do you want a pork faggot? In fact, I've seen that on a program. I've seen that on a show. And they were like, it was some Welsh one. Today we're trying pork faggots. In fact, it might have been that Italian girl that I always love to talk about. Today we're having pork faggots. And she couldn't stop. Like, if she was saying, like, today we're going to eat, you know, scotch eggs, she wouldn't have said scotch egg as many times as she said faggot. You would just go, I'm going to have a scotch egg today. Here we are to sample some, you know, she was like, today we're eating some faggots. Let's go. I love a faggot, I do. Get a couple of faggots in my mouth. You're like, you said faggot, like, you got the green light there to say faggot, and you went, mental. But that, I think it was the same, like, Italian girl that I love. I used to do material about her, I think. Where she was like, she's got some Italian name and her family's Italian, but she's like, so today I'm here in Wales and there's my dad. He's just off the plane from Sicily. And today we're going to cook some tagliatelle. You're like, you sound like Charlotte Church 1 minute. And then the next minute you sound like fucking, you're in the mafia. Sort your life out, love. I tell you what I love when I'm fucking steaming. Lasagna. I love to have 25 pints and get absolutely fucking wiped. And then I'll just go home and have a tin of ravioli. And the garlic bread. I understand garlic bread's not Italian, but like in Italian. Don't fucking computers going buck mad. What was I talking about there? How did I get on this? Daily Blend, I don't know, whatever. Watch Daily Blend is what I'm saying, okay? The rest of the week, I'll be honest with you, boring as shit. I mean, this is what, like, you know, I try not to do it. I feel like it's difficult to do sometimes, but I've managed to get myself into the fall, and we watched all of season 1 and 2 on Amazon Prime, which I don't pay for. Someone else had accidentally paid for it, and they're like, oh my God, I've been paying for this for like a year and you get free TV, didn't even know. And I was like, what's the password? So we're watching Amazon. We watched all that. I talked about it last week. Choke fuckers. Like, it would have to be, I mean, isn't it weird how fascinating that is? You know, even serial killers or weird fucking people who do sexual, even like people who have weird fetishes, you're like, oh my God, what is wrong with your brain? You know, what happened? Where you like to like put a Tesco bag over your head, you know, and get fucked in the ass by a girl with a strap on. What happened, bro? Because I am perfectly happy with just flat out naked women. And you're like, nah, bro. Nah. Let me put a screwdriver down the center of my dick. Do you remember that was the done? Like, that was, how many times, do you know when the, like, internet was in its infancy and everyone was like, come here and look at this video. And you're like, now, I mean, this is way before the days of cute cats. People always thought, like, oh, the internet's just all cute cats. Nah. Before people were looking at the cute cats, people were looking at, like I watched your guy Ken, wasn't it Ken Bigley or something? Ken Bigley? I mean, why does that sound like someone I know rather than Ken? Of course, computer's fucking wrecked. See, I'm going to Google his name here and I don't really want to see what comes up. Google Ken Bigley. Anyway, I'm pretty sure he was a guy who got beheaded by the old Taliban. British civil engineer was kidnapped at the Al Mansour district of Baghdad, Iraq. Images. Oh no, that's not what I meant to hit. I meant to hit news. Oh fuck, thank God. Jeez, I hate to go back over the beheading material, like, but Jesus fucking wept. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm going to click on Wikipedia there. Kenneth Bigley. Three men were working for Gulf Supplies Services. Videos, let me see. Armstrong was killed. Bigley over 2 weeks later, despite attempted intervention from Muslim Council of Britain. Yeah, so anyway, this dude was fuck. Oh, fair play. Fair play on your wee Asian wife there, Ken, you freak. So I think, why the fuck was I talking about that? What? Oh yeah. So what I'm saying is, before all the cute cat videos, I swear to God, I have fucking dementia. Before all the cute cat, this is a problem when you talk to yourself. You know, you go, you zone out like fucking Will Ferrell and that thing, and you just, and then you wake up like, what happened? Did I just talk for an hour? Way before it was cute cats, guys. Hey, you fucking millennials. I'm a millennial, probably. But like, you know, it was just horrific shit. No one was like, see, way before Charlie bit me. Put my finger, all that bullshit. I literally, in an art class, watched Ken Bigley's head get chopped off. Thank fuck the speakers were broke, because I was just sitting there going, what in the fuck? I mean, this is way before, like, ISIS and all got their hands on fucking HD cameras. Thank fucking Allah. But, like, there was that, there was fucking, just like, you know those, where is it, like, Saudi Arabia, and there's, like, a football pitch, and they're just like, oh, I was chopping people's heads off today, do you want to come down? Just tons of crazy shit. Gross fucking videos, you name it, seen it all, way before the days of the fucking, just anything interesting that happened on YouTube, just terrible, terrible shit. Just beheadings, there was a dude fucked to death by a horse, that was a classic. You know, watch this, horse just kinda gets up behind him, the guy, as we meet, guides his dick in towards his butt, and then next minute, whoosh! Full baseball bat disappears up his asshole and then he died later on. You know, some other dude was like, I'm pretty sure it was the same dude. They're like, hey, this guy's gonna stick a fucking screwdriver down his dick. And you watch that and you're like, that is very unpleasant. And then you're like, hey, if you like screwdriver down the dick, you're gonna love jam jar up the asshole. And of course it broke. You're like, mate, what are you doing to yourself? You know, first of all, you're getting to the point where it's stretch your asshole open like a fucking, just like a scrunchie, and then next minute it breaks and you're like, no, no, let me just pull shards of glass out of my hoop. Sort your fucking life. Anyway, you know, that's what I'm saying. Weird shit. How do people get into weird shit? How do you go, listen, human dicks aren't doing it for me. What about a horse dick? Hey, tell you what feels nice on my dick. Things around my piss hole. What might feel better? Tools down my piss hole. I don't know how the fuck I got talking about this, guys, but the, you know, if there's ever been a sign that I need, you know, like a partner in this podcast to bounce ideas off, it's right now, because you go down a dark, dark street full of terrible, terrible things. What I'm trying to tell you is we'll watch The Fall, currently on about episode 4 of the final season. Final season's not great because, you know, all he does is wake up in a coma. Does that make sense? All he does is wake up from like a coma type thing and has lost his memory. And you're like, well, Jamie, that was fucking handy for you, wasn't it? You know? Oh, you can murder all around you, choke fuck the life out of a bunch of women. And then, you know, you wake up from the thing and you're like, I don't remember anything. I seem to have forgotten everything. Still shocking acting in it. Where? That wee girl. Could they not have found a bit, like, I hate the slag children, but like, find a better actress than that.
Where is my daddy? When am I gonna get to see my daddy again?
Like, you're 14, love, just speak fucking normally, alright? There's another wee girl here who's 6, is acting better than you are right now.
Okay, I will try and act better.
Fuck me. Just a lot of people talking like, just weird accents, you know what I mean?
Yay, fucking bitch.
Just people saying, there's one girl who's the cop and she's like, everything is said in the same tone and delivery, like,
and why were you there? And what were you doing there? And have you ever seen this picture before? And do you know this person? And did you kill these women?
And you're like, oh yeah, she's the old Rena-da-da-da-da girl. You know, hey, do you need, are you shooting an ad or a thing and you need someone to say something like,
do you want to buy this razor? Or, this car's really nice, isn't it? Here's three fucking... I say everything like this.
Maybe she's like that in real life. You know what I mean?
Can I have 2 curry chips, please? And 3 cans of Fanta? I take a size 8.
It's quite big for a female.
You watch your fucking mouth. Can I have Mexican rice and black beans, please? Chicken. Thanks.
That's just the way she says shit. Anyway, I'll probably catch up with you next week about, you know, the rest of the series. See how it goes. I'm excited because it's hard for me to get into shit. You know what I mean? Can't get into Narcos. Just too much fucking...
Donde está la piscina?
I know that's Spanish for where's the swimming pool, but, you know, what do you want me to do? Learn Spanish just to take the piss out of Narcos? Wise up.
Donde está la biblioteca?
Imagine that was Pablo Escobar the whole time, asking for shit in Spanish.
Dos cerveza, por favor.
Unbelievable. So we've been watching that. I've done fuck all, other than, you know, last week I talked about trying to stop drinking. And I mean, for a week for me, it hasn't been a lot of drink. It hasn't been completely no drink, but it's been cut down a lot. Because my normal pattern is full blocked, clean the next day, maybe clean the next day. And then by that stage, I'm like, fuck, I haven't drank in ages. Yeah, Colin's been 2 days. And I'm like, nah, come on, we'll go on the fucking piss just because we can. So I think Thursday, maybe I had a couple of drinks after I'd been to jiu-jitsu that day, which is, I'm just going to jiu-jitsu as and when I can. But like, fuck me. Roll with some, I don't know where he's from. He had a bit of an accent and he just fucking raped the life out of me. I was like, what's going on here, guys? Like, you know, jiu-jitsu is the only thing where, you know, size and weight and everything, it does play a bit of a part, but technique is the fucking king. Like, so you're rolling with someone, you're like, why is he so strong? And he's 2/3 my weight. What is going on here? So did that. Had a few drinks that night, but that was really it. You know, Sunday we went for a big walk in this, I think it was called the Argory. I don't know what the fuck, some sort of house type thing. Where there was like a fair on, which is, you know, I love that shit. I love walking around. I mean, talk about, see when people say artisan, do they mean like, I made it myself and you have no real want for it, but hopefully you'll see it and be like, ooh, that's nice. And you'll buy it. Do you know what I mean? Because like, there's no doubt. Oh God.
Here I am.
Beheading video.
I'm not a
No, that's brutal. Why the fuck did I click on that? Probably get arrested now. There's no doubt looking at a nice wooden bowl that's been sort of lathed out and polished. It looks very nice. But it's 20 quid, okay? And I have, you know, fucking 12 bowls at home that look like that one, which didn't cost anywhere near 20 quid. You know? Have you ever heard of IKEA? It's just, it's like, is that a lovely walking stick? It's all right. Do I need one? No. There's going to be no interim period where I need a fucking walking stick. I'm going to go from standing upright to electronic wheelchair. Very quick is what I would say. I don't need a walking stick. Oh, here. Do you want these? We made some cider. Cool. Let's buy one of these. Get drunk. Oh no, it's called cider, but it's actually just juice, really. All right. Do you want to buy? Oh, we've basically taken three logs here and we've put a nail through them and we put a reindeer's face on it because it's Christmas, you know. You can have a reindeer made out of three logs. Much is it? It's £40. All right. Cool. Do you want a candle that I made? It's vanilla flavour and it's in this thing. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Yankee Candle? Yeah. It's dear, but this is fucking ridiculous here, guys. Just unbelievable. Just shite. There was one stand that we bought some stuff from because it was food and the guy had some pretty sweet cheeses. Sweet Jesus! Jesus Christ! We bought some cheese and it was good. Some cheddar, some garlic shit wrapped in green wax. Bought a fucking chorizo off him. This is boring as shit. I mean, I'm just talking it through. See, if I've no drink stories, it seems like bullshit. You know? It's fucking unreal. Basically, went this thing, bought some fucking, bought a little charcuterie set, or whatever the fuck they call it. Some bits of fucking ham, salami and shit. That was all homemade in Auchnacloy, apparently, according to the label. It was fucking nice. It was nice, though. Just more exciting stories from Colin, yeah? Great stories from me today. Bought some chorizo in a fucking fair somewhere. Yeah, bro. It's great. It's fucking great. Well, in fact, the very same day... Let's talk more about boring food. The very same day, we called in two friends of Maureen's families for a cup of tea. And they live in this lovely house that they grow their own shit down the back. And he's like, here, Colin, you like cooking, don't you? And I was like, I do. And he's like, do you want some purple potatoes? And I was like, uh-huh. I don't even know what the fuck I would do with them. But I'll take them. So I took this bag of purple potatoes. And I'm still figuring out what to do with them. Other than last night I boiled them and roasted them. And they're purple. So you're like, are they cooked? You know, you cook a white spud. You're like, oh, it's brown. That looks cooked. This thing, it's like eating a fucking just purple piece of stone. You're like, what? Is this done? Or what the fuck is going on here? And, but anyway, fucking very tasty. Purple shit. I watched it in a documentary. Eat anything purple, it's good for you. Know what I'm saying? Purple helmets. Purple flaps. Beetroot. Purple cabbage. Purple spuds, bro. Look at... And do you know who told me that? 102-year-old Japanese fella on a documentary.
Eat a lot of the spuds. Eat the purple spud, the little 100.
I mean, people worry, you know, am I going to live for a long time? You only want to live for a long time if you're in tremendous health. You know, live to 102 if you can still walk around, bend over, tie your shoelaces, you know, and not fall and turn into fucking dust. You know, don't die at 102 if you haven't been able to walk since you were 73. You know, that's a fucking shit show right there. Anyway. Speaking of food, by the way, like, my sister works in, as she says, hospitality, even though she's a fucking nightmare, right?
I'm fucking hospitable, you cunt!
You know?
I work in hospitality, so fucking shut the fuck up,
type of vibe about her. And, you know, not serving food. She basically supervised a bar in a big hotel, then... She got a job in their offices, sort of booking like events and stuff. But she dealt with enough food. She was around food enough. And every fucking weekend, it's like she's learning to cook or something again.
Colin, I bought beef pieces, steak pieces. How do I cook them?
And they're like, well, you basically, you know, they're probably a bit tougher than normal, so I would cook them for, you know, maybe a couple of hours. You know, fry them off, put them in a casserole dish and put the lid on, stick it in the oven for, all right, no problem, that's great. Do you want to come down for lunch at 3 o'clock? And you're like, okay, am I going to have to, like, cook this when I get here? Is that what you're talking? You're like, do you want to come for lunch? And then you're, like, sort of cooking the thing you're going to eat. And then you're not too worried if I'm there or not type of vibe about it. Or what am I picking up on here, Rachel? You fucking lunatic. Best text ever. What do I do with an avocado? Right? What do I do with an avocado that everyone else does where they eat it with bacon and toast? And I was like, cut it up and eat it. You fucking knob. And she's like, 20 fucking... 6 or 5 or what the fuck age is she? 20, is she 26? Or wait a minute. No, she's probably 25, right? And she's like, what do I do with an avocado? And I was like, just cut it up. And she was, but do I not have to boil it or anything? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She goes, no, see the way people eat it? And they like, it looks like it's been boiled and mashed, like mashed potatoes, but it's green and then there's bacon on it. And I was like, yeah, just mash it up with a fucking fork. You know what I mean? Just, but I felt like going, yeah, just put them all in a pan and just boil them for about 38 minutes, exactly. And then you can mash it right up. Fucking unbelievable. Unreal. And then I had to say, because I couldn't even be arse typing it, I sent her a load of voice messages. I'll play the, will I? Is this boring or what? I don't want to put it near the mic because I'll probably pick up on some weird shit. I was literally like, never cook an avocado, you fucking numpty. And I was like, what do you think guacamole is? And she's like, I don't know, like, some sort of, like, stew type. And I was like, oh, you fucking knob. How do I cook an avocado? Here, Colin. Like, she just woke up out of a coma. Never heard of any modern food. Colin, how do I turn pasta into lasagna? Do you just pour it in the fucking toaster or what? Or the kettle? Do I just put this in a kettle? Colin, explain to me how a pizza is different from a sandwich. Because I have cheese and tomato in the sandwich, but then I have cheese and tomato in the fucking pizza as well. Colin, talk me through the ins and outs of a banana. So it comes in its own wee coat. How long have you to cook that for? And then which hole do you put the banana in? Do you eat it through your asshole? Or no? Colin, tell me this. What are the rules and regulations when it comes to eating an ice pop? She's a fucking mentalist. Anyway, how long have I talked for? About half an hour. This is complete bullshit. If y'all guys want a bit... I cough so close to that. If you guys want a bit of a laugh, do not fucking ask me how I came about this, right? This is news from Colin. Do not ask me how I came about this. But I let me look one up. Yep, back. I was trying to find a fart noise, right? I was trying to find a fart noise for a video. And there's one says, what was it called? Biggest fart ever, right? 4 million hits. You call something as vague and sort of clickbaity as that, you're gonna get that many hits. And what came up was this guy. There seems to be this thing, and there's fucking reams of these videos, right? But people get colonoscopies, right? Don't ask me how the fuck. This is one of these, like, trying to find a specific sound, and you're on, like, see the things I've typed in to find a sound effect? You know, like, man gets hit in face with fish, you know? Like, it's madness. And I find that, seemingly, if you get a colonoscopy, they pump, obviously, you'll do, like, a cleanse type thing, shit your brains out, get, like, a fucking enema type thing, don't eat, you know, you're not going to shit any time during the procedure. Then they fill you with air, they just blow a load of air, which I thought was actually dangerous, because I'd heard an urban myth that there was a fucking like stag do one time, and they were walking past the garage and the guy was drunk, and they put one of those, you know, the air gun from the air for when you put it in your tires, and they put it up his arse and hit the fucking go button, and blew his insides out of his mouth. So I don't, you know, maybe they do it gently and it just means that you can do beautiful farts. And I swear to God, there are a few moments in life when I'm ashamed of myself, and sitting by yourself laughing at a man who's just had a procedure done farting really loud, I was like, I need to fucking sort my life out. Hold on, let me play this fart for you. Let me just get to it. I'm so sorry. So,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
No.
Does that feel better?
Yes.
Does that feel better? Yes. Right, that was the first one because I typed in biggest fart ever. And I swear to God, there was just, if you wanna pass some time, the only person I could think of was Mickey Bartlett. I was like, you have to fucking click on these videos. You would love them.
What do you hear?
How you feel, Harry?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. What were you in for? Your tonsils?
Colonoscopy.
Wow, what did you eat, beans last night?
It's all the hair they put in there.
Do you have a gig? Do you have a gig tonight?
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what's weird about that. There's so many of these videos, and that particular one is of Ari Shaffir, who is a comedian in America. If you listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, you've probably fucking heard of him. But I swear to God, I spent about the guts of an hour just watching that shit and laughing my fucking head off. And the best part of it is, most of them are like half sedated, so they're out of their fucking mind half the time. So the farts are ridiculous. This one's 7 seconds. This will be glorious, probably. I hope. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that one seemed more disgusting, because he was fat. So there you go, guys. If you want to pass some time, your Uncle Colin sorts you out with some more video recommendations, okay? Colonoscopy farts. What is wrong with my life? Let's talk more news. What's been going on in news? I didn't really read up on it that much, but is down south legalizing weed? Holla! Me trying to be cool, don't smoke weed at all, but if you want to get me some, I'll probably smoke it. It's not the same as it was when I was, you know, back in the casual weed smoke days when I was in school. You're like, yeah, let's get drunk, and then someone has a wee, what looks like a lump of shite, and makes a horrendous joint, and then you smoke it and you feel a bit tired. Gone are those days, you know. It's more like, here's, it's the weed you get today is like, hey, do you want to forget you have cancer? Smoke this. Blast you to fucking space. Horrendous shit. I don't know, maybe we need to get into CBD oil. Is that seems to be healing everything. Get yourself a vaporizer. Get the CBD oil, which apparently is fucking illegal. I hate that shit, you know? When you read these stories and it's like, this mother faces jail time because she's giving her son CBD oil because he has a massive brain tumour. And you're like, see if you send her to jail because she's trying to save her kid's life, you should be fucking executed. You know what I mean? It's like, I know there's the law, but then there's like, the non-violent, is anyone really getting hurt laws here? We are like, there is an element of desperation from this woman. Can you give her a fucking break? Makes me sick. I mean, there's twice this week I've heard shit like that where people are like, oh yeah, you can't, you can't give your kids this CBD oil. Or there was a guy, I think he might have been in Derry, was, you know, had terminal cancer. He was taking CBD oil, which prolonged his life way longer than anyone had ever fucking imagined. And they're like, oh yeah, they could literally just come in here and arrest him because he's taking this banned substance. And you're like, why? Like, how the fuck? If I was a policeman and someone was like, you have to go and arrest him because he's doing that, I'd be like, no, You can sack me or put me in fucking whatever, wherever the police go when they've acted like a cunt. I'd be like, not a fucking chance. Why can't you just let him comfortably die? Why have you to be like, you know, oh, let me, he's not a bad person. He's not like a fucking serial child molester who's like in prison dying of cancer. We were like, yeah, and slap it up you fucking idiot. But like, he's just a regular guy who has a family trying to be as pleasant as he can before he dies. And you're like, nah, mate, that's illegal. What? The stuff that comes out of the plants? You fucking retards. And then there's fucking soldiers guarding fields of poppy seeds in Afghanistan. Don't even fucking start me anonymous. Get me that V for Vendetta mask before I fucking learn how to hack. imagine I just fully went off the rails. Here, let me learn how to hack here, guys. But yeah, if it was it is decriminalized here, isn't it? Like, if they catch you with a wee bit, they're just going to take it off you. You're not going to jail type of thing. I mean, it should be legal. If you can sell cigarettes and alcohol, you should 100% be able to sell weed and have it regulated. Fucking ridiculous. Ridic. Okay, 22 minutes. Let's get into some questions here, guys, because I'm trying to figure out because I'm recording this in the camera, I'm having to do it in a couple of batches, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I'm actually doing here, time-wise. 23 plus 17. We're talking 40 minutes, 20 minutes of questions. What more do you want? You mad bastards. Let me just quickly tell you about the gigs coming up. Lavery's Comedy Club is, of course, tomorrow night. Wednesday night. I'm recording this on the Monday. It's the 7th of December. We have me doing support because, I tell you why, guys, I'm trying to drum up some new material. So I will be writing some new material. Also, we have Mickey Bartlett emceeing. The reason I ask him to MC all the time is just to get to see him, because we don't really get the gig anymore. In fact, Christmas is like party time for me and Mick. Because, we're doing Lavery's. We'll probably do Lavery's again before Christmas. First of all, let me tell you about who else is on. He's MCing, and Teresa Livingstone is headlining, who's quickly rocketing through the fucking world of stand-up. She has done Lavery's before, killed it. She's been on BBC's Late License. She did warm-up at the fucking Blame Game 10th anniversary thing. She's going to be in the new series of Late License. I'm not. I don't think Shane is either, but she's fucking brilliant. She does songs. It's a character thing, but it's brilliant. And she does some sarky old quips in between, and then some brilliant songs. And just a very good act to see. You know, there's certain acts you gotta see. You know what I'm saying? You seen Foil Arms and Hog? Nah. Go see them. Although it'll probably be difficult to get a fucking ticket for them these days, seeing that they're viral superstars. You know. Have you seen fucking Paul Curry? See him, you know what I mean? Brilliant acts. But over Christmas, me and Mickey get the gig a lot. We're in talks for a gig in Derry on the 28th. Just need to fucking get a call back from the dude that's organising that. In the Nerve Centaur. Then, the night after that, I'm doing Bogans down in Oma. I mentioned that last week. Connor Keyes, who used to run Daly's Comedy Club, along with Chrissy Bowes. I want a gig in Oma because it's a great spot to gig. And he's like, no problem, we'll do it in Bogans, which I've done before, which was great crack. So during the old comedy festival that they had down there. So there you go, guys. Oma on the 28th. Wait a minute. 9th. Wait a minute. Yeah, 9th. So that'll be fucking sweet crack. Okay, let's hit these questions. Questions. Have you ever watched Jake and Amir, American comedy duo who made sketches for College Humor? I've seen some of their stuff, yeah. Is there a thing actually called, like, the Jake and Amir Show? Because I'm not sure if I've seen that. But, I've seen some of their shit. I mean, I've seen a prank that they did on either Jake or Amir, where he went to do stand-up, but either one of them had told the crowd that just to act weird when this guy came out. And, he did, I think. They all just acted weird. Cool story, Colin. Well done. I'll check it out, though. Aidan McAloon. Thoughts on garlic butter? Mate, It's the best, okay? It is the best thing ever. You know? There aren't many things tastier than a chip, like a nicely, freshly made chip with garlic butter and salt on it. You will absolutely throw just ribbons of spunk everywhere. Just badoosh! Yoink! Oh my god, here, I forgot to tell you, right? We went to Christmas shops the other day, okay? And we went in this Christmas shop, we don't even have a fucking tree yet, and we decided to buy, I say we, Maureen decided to buy a whole pile of fucking decorations, because, and they are quite cool, you know, kind of modern, funky, like, things, just cool shit. Not the old, sort of warm Christmas look, more of a Katy Perry video sort of Christmas vibe going on. And we're in this shop, and the girl kept going, and it was weird, because we're in the middle of Tyrone, and it's near to Dungannon, we're in a fucking, like, Christmas shop, but the girl was like, sounded like she was from fucking somewhere else, like, got one Emmy voice, didn't she? She's like, aye, sure, fucking, there's 51% off all these Christmas decorations. And you're like, what do you mean 51%? You know, you tell me you're still making a profit at 49% of your original fucking price. And then I thought, of course you are. Because what you're selling is fucking twigs that have been spray painted. You know, and Maureen bought like 40 quid's worth of shit. And all I could think of on the way home was, that would have been 80, you know, if she's telling the truth here, she's obviously full of shite, like, but I was like, that would mean 80 quid's worth of fucking baubles and a wraith thing that looks like it's made out of just White Walker's pubes. What the fuck is Christmas, guys? It's a fucking nightmare. Anyway, rant over. I mean, it's hard to stay enthusiastic when someone's like, oh my god, isn't that lovely? And you're like, it's a paper mache fucking Christmas tree. You know what I mean? Just because it's in this shop doesn't mean it's nice. If a fucking 12-year-old made that as an art piece, you'd be like, what is this fucking piece of shit, James Bennett? Unbelievable. Fucking just weird. But anyhow, Christmas shops, fuck 'em. Yeah, Aiden, garlic butter's the shit. I put them on my purple potatoes the other day. Nearly splashed. Richard Moore in the USA, which is part of America. Okay. Where the new president is an orange man. Why do they make Gates out of pizza? Huh? I think what he's referring to is Pizzagate, which I'm not even fucking sure what that is. Bear with me. Pizza Gate. Here we go. Jesus. Oh, fucking Christ. Pizzagate went from the musings of a 4chan trolls to cause for a gunman. A comment point. What the fuck? Totally false conspiracy theory claims that Hillary Clinton and her former campaign manager, John Podesta, ran a sex ring at a pizzeria in DC, Comet Ping Pong. Over the past few weeks, Donald Trump supporters and white supremacists on social media have pushed the conspiracy theory, leading to headlines, Pizzagate, how 4chan uncovered the sick world of Washington's occult elite. I mean, I played that clip the other week with that Australian woman, and she was like, and then they cut a head off and fucking pissed on someone's face and da-da-da-da-da. Really love the Pizzagate infographic, bothers to say it's not actually that crazy. Yeah, so I don't know, it's some old bullshit. But that's, you know, there's part of me would like to think that all those things are real, you know, that the government really are that fucked up, and as soon as you get in that network of people, they're like, hey, anything goes up here, bro. We got your back. Do you want to go to an island and fuck some 12-year-olds? Let's go. Would you even be into that? You would have to be already be like a fucking paedophile to be into that shit. No one's, you know, you're not going to get so famous that someone's like, here, no one's going to find out about it here, but do you want to fuck a young girl or boy? I'd be like, no. No, not really. Get me like, you know, 10, 15, fully sort of, you know, grown up, grass-fed girls that look like they should be in a rap video. Get that shit for sure. Keep your, in fact, keep your fucking kids away. You know, I don't have to entertain them fucking assholes. I was skilled today. Get the fuck off. Unreal. You should be going here. Do you want to drink some fucking fancy champagne, ladies? No problem. I'll be in the hot tub. Fully turgid. Anyhow, Chris Reezy. What's your favourite Christmas movie, if you even watch them? What do you think about McGregor getting his boxing license? Double-edged question, that one. I think McGregor getting his boxing license is just one of those, like, oh, might as well get it, because it takes a wee while to apply for. You know, stay ready. Stay ready for the big money fights. I don't think he should be going anywhere near it, to be honest. I want to see him fight MMA. I don't want to see him fight boxing. You know? So there you go. What's your favourite Christmas movie? We watched Home Alone the other day. It's good, apart from the fact that, like, I actually said this in one of those Daily Blend things. Joe Pesci's just standing there dressed like a cop in their house, and everyone's so frantic running around. No one goes like, "Did you just walk in here, you fucking creepy bastard? You motherfucking, yo Joe motherfucker, yo. Like, what the fuck are you doing here, mate?" And how stupid can you be not to just walk in, see Macaulay Culkin, hit him in the face with a fucking crowbar and be like, "Take that. Your head is in a vice." So, what's my favourite one? I don't know. I can't watch movies. Home Alone's decent. Elf's good. I don't know. I just don't give a shit about anything else. I mean, it's a good time to watch, like, you know, like, Wallace and Gromit and shit like that. I'd much rather watch stupid shit than sit down to some dopey old film again. Kangaroo Punch from J Mac. Which animal would you love to punch? Me, I think it'd be a duckbill platypus. Its confidence pisses me off. The Kangaroo Punch was fucking hilarious. Like, typical Australian, just like, he's got his dog and he's like, "I'm gonna punch this motherfucker in the face." I mean, anyone has the reach advantage on a kangaroo with its wee stupid arms. Just whoosh. The only problem is it doesn't have even much of a head to punch, is the problem. But hey, they've got some fucking choke on them, those kangaroos that get you around the neck, and it's fucking game over, sir. What would I like to punch? Just a seagull out of midair, just whoosh, big whipping left hand. Smack it to the floor, you know, takes a second to adjust its wings, and then by that stage you've stamped its head in. Cunts. Based in Portrush, someone's trying to tell me about beer. Favourite board games? I think you and Mick should do a speak out game video while drunk. What the fuck? Why have I to look everything up? Let's go. Speak out, what's that? It's a game about, speak out game. Oh, shit. Oh, right, you get that shit in your mouth. Okay. Is this like the pie face thing? All right, okay, you just put that in your mouth and then you try and play a game. What about the crack? Just spitting all over your fucking kitchen. Gross. Yeah, that would be horrible to listen to, but we'll do it as a video. All right then. How many Twitter questions are there, for the love of fucking jihad? Who would win the tag team? No rules. Fight to the death. You and Harambe versus McGregor and a kangaroo. I think me and Harambe would be fine, and I would just sit there and read the paper while he ate the asshole out of McGregor and a kangaroo. Well, he's dead, so what are you going to do? Nothing. Ray Mears or Bear Grylls from Chris McCulloch? Which is your favourite and why? Definitely Ray Mears, because I always made this comparison before. Bear Grylls once ran up on a snake, bit its head off, and went, "And that is completely edible." And then he fucks the rest of the snake away. And I was like, "You're a fucking spastic." And then I seen Ray Mears one day set up a wee trap in a river, catch a salmon that was the length of my fucking leg, and then dig a wee hole, put some coals in it, light them on fire, put the fish in like tinfoil or leaves or something. Probably was leaves, it wasn't 10 foot. Put onto the ground, covered in soil, smoked a fucking salmon, and then sat there and whittled a fork. He's like, "And now I have enough time to whittle a fork." And he whittles a fucking fork, you know? And Bear Grylls is over here, you know, drinking camel shit, you know, and his own piss, and wearing something's bladder as a fucking snood. And then Ray Mears is like eating smoked salmon warm as shit, and he's so bored he's carving a fucking fork. He's like, I don't really need a fork, like, I actually have a knife and fork here, but I just thought that I'm so bored right now smoking this fish and that I would just carve this other fork out of a piece of wood because I'm a fucking boss. Definitely Ray Mears, although the Bear Grylls show was more entertaining, I'll give you that. Are you getting fed up with getting so many questions now? What inspired you to start a podcast? No, I like the questions. I mean, what else the fuck do you want me to talk about? Dan Barnes. I started a podcast so that I could come up with material. And then it sort of gathered a bit of a following. So now if I don't do it, people are like, where's this fucking podcast? I'm in work, you cunt. No, the questions are good. You gotta get the questions, bro. And I enjoy doing a podcast. I think it's an art, which I am not remotely even close to getting good at or mastering, to talk by yourself for an hour. Not everyone's podcast like this, but that's just the way it goes. I've been into LFHQ in the post room. Can't find your letter. What would you like this year so I can tell Santa? And that's from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What do I want, mate? Get me a Sony A7S, is it? Mark II? Is that what you call it? Hold on. A7S Mark Dose. Yeah, get me one of them for the crack. Thanks. Thank you. Oh, that's so sweet looking. It's a camera. Boring. Was that the last of the Twitter questions? And then, of course, Dwayne Pipe. The old anonymous Twitter troll. Instead of getting Mickey Bartlett for your podcast, he's as funny as the flu. Can you consider asking the excellent Shane Todd? What? Whatever. I don't usually have anyone on the podcast. It's just he was at the fucking house, mate. So I've done stuff with Shane. I've done stuff with Mickey. I've done stuff with everybody. Shane has a podcast. Listen to his. You know what I'm saying? Is it because you fancy him more or something? You know, about to trail a dick off yourself? I hate that shit. It's like, don't give anyone advice when they're doing something for free. You know what I mean? It's like, you do a podcast just because you want to do a podcast. Whether it gets listened to or is even liked is kind of not that important. Do you know what I'm saying? So to be like, I would prefer if you did it this. In fact, if I started doing one with Shane every fucking week, it wouldn't be long before someone would go, he's shouting your podcast, just do it by yourself. Because that's what happens. Because everyone's different. I had Maureen on the podcast one week and some guy was like, no harm, but your girlfriend's not that funny. And then Maureen goes, oh, I'm not as funny as my boyfriend, the professional comedian. Imagine that. And I was like, yeah, you fucking tell him. You can't please everyone, all right? Maybe just don't listen to the one that I done with Mickey. You miserable bitch. If you had to eat one bit of your body... moving on. If you had to eat one bit of your body, what would it be? I'm going to go with thumb because it looks like a chicken drumstick. If I had to eat one bit of my body, I don't know, just fucking... like cut it off and cook it and all that shit. I would say you could get a delicious ham out of my thigh. My thighs are about the size of... have the fucking circumference of someone's waist, probably. Both my thighs are probably about 34 inches round. That's probably a lie, but you know what I mean. What would I eat? I don't know. You'd probably safely take two big strip, like big fillets out of my thighs and sew them back up and they would be fine. You know, there's a lot of meat there. A lot. You know, just vacuum pack it, cook it in one of those water baths, have it all fucking nice. Sear it at the end. Jesus Christ, be delicious. There's no way it couldn't be nice, the amount of fucking spices and garlic I eat. But then I do drink a lot. I need a lot of dog shit. Here, Aaron Darcy, will I Am Fighter 6 ever get reposted? Well, fuck, is it offline? Oh, I think it used a song or something. I don't know, who gives a shit? It wasn't even that good, was it? I can't remember. Alan Gash Taylor. Is that your real nickname? Here, Gash. Your man, oh. Gash, do you want to go on for dinner? Tommy Tiernan's coming to the waterfront. I think his question was here last week. Would you think of his... what do you think of his comedy? Yeah, he's great. I actually went to his last gig in the waterfront, so There you go. Yeah, he's really good. I just, most of the ones I like are American, and that's all it is. I'm saying. If you could choose somebody to play in a movie about your life, who would you choose and why? I don't know. First of all, it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be interesting enough to make a fucking thing about. I don't know, Danny McBride. You know, even though he's fucking older than me by about 10 years, but sure. I don't know. Probably a girl, just for the crack. You know, one of those weird arty films. Melissa McCarthy. Not even a topic or question. This is from Robert Jones, just sharing how much I've been singing I Like to Pulpit Pulpit. Pulpit? Are we talking about my stand-up desk? I like to pulpit pulpit. In work these past few days, even adding it to a movie title, James and the Giant Pulpit. Fair play. Fair play to you, Robert Jones. See, that's why I need to keep the podcast going, because it has a huge effect on people's lives. Isn't that right, Robert? I did a shite that's not exactly like a pure hangover beer shit, but I haven't drank in a few weeks or so. Please explain. Has a strange situation ever happened to you, Ryan Doyle? I mean, you can never really predict what's going to come out of your asshole, is what I always say. You know, people's diets are shit, mine included. You know, you don't know what the fuck's going to fall out of your hip. It's just, I don't know, it's just one of those things. I mean, there's certain shit you can eat. I remember, like, as a younger child, my granny had obviously discovered, like, microwavable Denny's bacon, which is obviously, to whatever they put in it to make you able to fucking just put it on a plate, microwave it, you know, and then it's fine. It's like a crispy bit of bacon. There's something in it that has to be fucked up. And I can remember being quite young, eating that and just dropping pure death bombs out of my hole. And I never put two and two together until I ate it twice. You know what I mean? I ate it 1 week, and for like the next day, it was just like the opening of a volcano in my ass, just sulfurous death. And then about a week or two went by, and I went back to my granny's, and she made like the same thing, and I ate it again. I was like, oh, there you go. What am I eating? What am I eating? This just turning my ass into like, just like a furnace that they burn bodies in. Fucking horrendous. But yeah, you can't fuck. I mean, I imagine if you drank a pile of beer, say a 10 bottles of beer, you know, you might, what if you drank like a load of fucking Coke one night, you know, with no alcohol in it at all, you might have the same sugary shit effect. Who knows? We're getting scientific here, guys, you know what I'm saying? It's a roulette with your asshole. Russian roulette. You know, it's always going to have a bullet in it, but sometimes that bullet just don't smell good. Connor Curry, replace yourself with John McCain in Die Hard. Does the film go any differently? Mate, you're going to probably send me hate mail, but I haven't really seen it. There's a lot of vintage films that I just haven't seen, and I think it's just a patience issue on my part, so I apologise that I haven't seen Die Hard. Some tell me it's a Christmas movie. It's an appropriate Christmas movie, so I'll check it out. What's the best thing you've ever made without instructions? What are you talking about? Like food or fucking... I never have instructions for food. Very, very rarely. The last thing I looked up was how to make broth for Vietnamese pho. Not pho, like you fucking uneducated pieces of shit. Can I have a bowl of pho? Yeah, I don't think you can get that anywhere in Belfast. There might be a hole in the market. Although it's not a very, like, oh, let me just grab some pho and take it away here. You're walking up the street with a fucking just mop bucket full of soup. You know, you need to sit down in a bath with no top on for that shit. What's the best thing you've ever made without instructions? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I've made numerous, what's the best thing you made with it? If you're talking about like a physical thing, I do remember dropping a guitar once. In fact, you might see it in the background of the vlogs. It's like a white Epiphone dot. And I dropped it right down on the jack one time. And the jack, and it broke, the wood broke, and the jack went right inside it. So I pulled it out and made a little plate and screwed the wee fucking jack plug into it. And now it just looks like a little metal plate with four screws in it. And that's probably one of the best things I've ever made without instructions. But if you're talking about food, I don't fucking know. Adam Burtonshaw, what up? Would you recommend Thailand for 3 weeks given your recent travels and also favourite crisps? Discuss. Favourite crisps are probably hot and spicy knickknacks, you know? Suck my dick world. Or Tato do these like flying saucer. I mean, you shouldn't be able to answer this question. You know, it really lets people know how much of a fat cunt you are. Those barbecue flavoured UFO little fucking crispy boys, they're good. Sour cream and chive, fucking hunky dories. I am a fat bitch, I swear to God. And then probably just tato cheese and onion. I mean, it's people go on about it like, oh my God, he brought me bags of tato cheese and onion to my house here in fucking England. See, you forget about them because they're always at hand, you know? Someone gives you a packet of fucking tato cheese and onion, you're about to bust. Every time. About to sling yogurt. Would you recommend Thailand for 3 weeks? I would, but I would really make sure what time of year you were... Be sure of what time of year you were going at. Because we went in the rainy season and... Basically, you couldn't really island hop because the fucking sea was so rough. It pissed down all the time. So it was like... It was it did have an effect, I'll be honest. Because it was just like, what do? You know, do we fucking... Just spend all day soaking wet going through a forest somewhere to see a fucking elephant. I was like, I couldn't be hooked with this shit. I don't know. I think we just got out of bad time. But yeah, go for 3 weeks and don't pre-book anything. Just find somewhere to stay. And that's it. Yeah, go for it. Bring some tato cheese and onion for the lads. That, I think, guys, was the last question, so I might have to leave it here because I can't imagine the nightmare this is going to be getting this off the camera. However, cheers for listening. Lavery's is on Wednesday, so go to that. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Teresa Livingstone. It's going to be great crack. Go on to the Facebook page, by the Blender Henderson Official. Watch all the daily blends. They're all there in videos. Follow me on Snapchat, at Colin Geddes. That's the same on everything, pretty much. And beer52.com. If you want to support the podcast and you enjoy beer, why don't you sign up and get beer delivered to your fucking house? You know? Beer to the house. If you figure out how much you spend on drinking a month compared to this, it's pretty fucking sweet, guys. So check that out. That's about all I have to really mention, is it? I think so. Hopefully by next week we'll have some sweet gear. And we'll be able to do a more professional podcast. All right, guys. So there you have it. Cheers for listening. I'll speak to you next time. Respect.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.